The gray wolf just came off the endangered species list in Wisconsin this year, but GOP lawmakers quickly pushed through a plan to kill wolves beginning this October. The DNR board has given the green light to more planning of the scope of the hunting and trapping season. An attorney representing some animal welfare groups urges caution. Jody Habish-Sinikin says, for one thing, hunting should only be allowed in areas where wolves kill livestock.
It's those small portions of the state, less than 10% of the state, that needs to be the focus of wolf hunting and trapping, not the remaining zones of the state.
Lobbyist Bob Welch of the Hunters' Rights Coalition says limiting the hunt to where wolves interact with cows may not be needed.
I think what will happen by common sense and habit is that that's where the hunters will go. They're going to find that that's where the easiest place is to find the wolves.
Jody Habish-Sinikin is also concerned that lawmakers have okayed the use of dogs to hunt wolves.
It will force bloody confrontations between domestic dogs and wolves who by nature will stand their ground.
But hunters spokesman Bob Welch says for the most part, hunters can train their dogs not to fight a wolf.
Will it never happen, Chuck? That's not the question. The question is, will they be trained and will they understand because these owners love their dogs.
The DNR board plans to vote on the wolf hunt rules in July. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.